Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining us today, Mario Maestas, who's the owner of Anchored Construction, a wonderful new partner with KRDO. We're pleased to work together and share his business with all of you. Mario, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's a great treat. We're talking to a family-owned business, and we're going to talk about you and your sons being involved and some really great things happening as you are in growth and expansion mode, which is a wonderful thing. There's a lot of people who have a lot of pent-up need and desire for your services right now, and you're going to explain that, too, as we kind of go along. For now, why don't we talk about you a little bit and how you found your way into this world?
Okay, well, it goes way back as a kid, actually. My mom and dad had a big construction company, and they did everything that we're doing today, you know, from construction remodels to landscaping. They both did it on a very large scale. So I have them to thank for, you know, teaching us and bringing us up through, you know, the company and schooling us. You know, it was kind of the school of hard knocks. You know, you went out there and you started out with a shovel and wheelbarrow and a pick and went at it, you know, and worked your way up the ranks. And so, you know, I'm grateful for my parents that they instilled that great work ethic and the knowledge of the construction industry. So it goes from there. Myself and my two brothers were also a big part of it. And, you know, so again, there was a bunch of knowledge within the family. So, you know, I just had a passion for it as I grew and have worked. I worked with a couple of companies here in town that helped gain me some knowledge, you know, once my dad passed on, and just had a great passion for it and just wanted to start my own gig. And I was lucky enough to have my three boys join in as well.
Wow, yeah, there couldn't be a bigger blessing than that. And I'm just curious, how do you come by the name Anchored Construction? What does anchored mean?
You know, when we originally came up with this name, it was actually my wife, Naomi, that came up with the name. We were sitting down and trying to think of a good name that would, you know, show some stability and to show, you know, that we're going to be something in the industry. And we were, of course, very fresh and very young at the time. And, you know, my wife, like I said, I have to give her all the credit for it. And she says, well, how about like anchored down, you know, you're anchored down, you're not going anywhere kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, that actually sounds pretty good, you know? And so we went with it.
I think it works wonderfully well. And, that was how many years ago now?
It's been about 21 years.
And you've been in business and you've been here in the area the entire time.
Yes, I'm born and raised Coloradan native, so very happy about that.
Yeah, that is a wonderful thing. It's great to be working with the hometown folks. It really is. Now, you've got three sons and they all play important roles in the company.
Yes, sir, they do. Absolutely.
Tell us about what you have your sons doing with you and for you.
Well, you know, as they were growing up, just to give you a little quick history, as they were growing up, they always worked the summers with me throughout school. You know, when they weren't at football practice or band camp or wrestling practice, they were working with me and learning the trade. You know, I always wanted to instill, you know, hard work in them and so that you know, they can make their way as they got older. So they were very knowledgeable when they got into the business with me. And so my eldest son, Mario Jr., he's actually been with me the longest, obviously, just because of his age. And he took a wonderful liking to the business. And you know, like I said, he came up through the ranks. He went through digging ditches all the way up to being a superintendent today. And so he actually helps me run all the crews. Everybody, all of our crew reports to him. We are staffed at about 30 guys right now. And he runs all of them. They report to him. He, you know, checks on projects, makes sure they're going well, you know, meets with the clients, you know, so he's really taken a real liking to it, and he's doing very well at his position. And then moving on to my middle son, Gabriel, he actually obtained his GC license. It's been a little over a year ago, about a couple years, I guess. And so he obtained his GC license. So we started building houses. We've built a few already. So we have those under our belt, and so that's really opened things up in a different direction for us as well. And so Gabe, he's actually a project manager, and you know, he oversees, you know, all the job costing. He deals with the estimating of the projects, gets Mario lined out for each project, and hands off designs to him, plans, and Mario rolls from there with his guys. And so he plays a huge role. And my youngest son, David, just graduated college, and he's going to be doing heating and cooling for us. So that's going to be started up here. Hopefully within this next year, we're going to open up a heating and cooling division with David running that. Currently, he runs a crew for us, and on the remodeling side of things, and he does very well. He's up and coming. Great, like I said, great young men, all three of them. You know, I can't say enough about them. They've been a real blessing to us and helped us quite a bit all this way, and strong young men that, of course, I'm biased, but all in all, I mean, we get it all the time that, you know, they're hardworking young men, very polite.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to be paving the way for us. You know, as we get older and retire, they're going to be paving the way. And, you know, that's why I wanted to instill these great values in them.
Now, Mario, you're listening to the voice of Mario Maestas, who is the owner of Anchored Construction, just talking about his three sons and their involvement in the business. Mario, one of the most important questions that you probably are getting is as you go along, because you are in growth and expansion mode. You are actually ready for more work. And we know that because of COVID, as you note, a lot of people are spending more time at home. Home prices are skyrocketing. So it's a better use of your dollars generally to remodel and invest in where you are. You will probably recoup that value over time. So the big question with about 2 minutes to go is, where do you put your money for the highest rate of return if you're not building new, but rather just kind of feathering your nest where you are?
You know, it's as I mentioned before, you know, some of the biggest things are, you know, you're going to be at home, you know, everybody's sharing the spaces, you know, enhance your living spaces. You know, if you have to knock down a wall, or if you, you know, renovate that kitchen, or bathrooms, you know, get them up to speed, that sort of thing. And you know, even going from an extension to that is your outdoor living space. You know, create a really nice Zen garden, you know, and that you can go out there, you know, maybe you put in a koi pond or a water feature of some sort, and, you know, really decorate it up, you know, with a pergola over the top where you can just go out and relax and take your laptop outside and do some of your work from home remotely. And, you know, that'd be the best bang for your buck to enhance your own property and, you know, enjoy the living space.
Yeah, absolutely. The kitchen being the heartbeat of the home is probably the best place to invest in upgrades. And then second behind that, you mentioned that master bathrooms are usually another really good place to make upgrades and updates, and then expanding out from there. It's always great to have that knowledge coming to you from your contractor, especially if you are doing projects that you want to be careful with your money doing. You may be looking at making a move down the road, but not right now. Mario, I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us here today on KRDO's Business Connection. The time always goes so fast. We do also appreciate our partnership with you here at KRDO and look forward to telling more people about you as we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
AnchoredInColorado.com. Again, AnchoredInColorado.com is the web address. Reach Mario and his team at 719-593-0171 if you have questions. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection.